So it says here, E, that you heard about the job from Mickey Mouse.
Hi,
James from England. I'm going to do a video that I haven't done before, or an unusual one. I'm going to do one on interviews. I like doing videos on communication, and I realize that one of the things you guys are doing is not just talking to people on the streets, not just trying to make friends out there, but you're actually trying to get jobs. And this video, I'm going to highlight five questions that you are very likely to run into when you go to an interview in North America. All right? So as you can see, Mr. E's got his tie on. I got a tie on. I got a tie on. And he's ready for the interview. And I'm going to give you these five questions to help give you some things you can actually say and understanding what they're asking you so you'll be properly prepared. Now, to start off, I have to say this. When you're going for a job, research. They do expect you now to have some idea about the company because we're in the 21st century and they know you've heard of Google and internet. So this is based on research, saying that you do your research on the company, then use the information I'm going to give you, and you should do really, really well. All right? Let's go to the board. So starting clockwise. Okay, so let's look at the first question, which is tell me about yourself. Well, what is it? Well, this question is really about who are you? And they want to know if you're going to be okay for this job because they want to have a basic idea of who you are. Now, when they're asking this question, you don't want to answer it with too much information. You want to get their attention so they get to know who you are and they want to know more about you. Don't forget, it's an interview. There are going to be plenty more questions. So this one is, tell me about yourself. It's like, who are you? Now, what I suggest you do for this is I want you to do, because they do want you to touch on your activities you do, your education and whatnot. But basically, they're looking for a story, the story of you. The best way to do this is to showcase yourself. Like put a frame around yourself. And what we're going to do is, I've got a couple of videos you might want to look at as I explain this. It's how to do a thesis and how to write an essay. They're older ones, older videos, but they're still helpful. They'll tell you how to bridge the story I'm about to tell you. With a story, what you want to do is have an exciting beginning. In this case, you might want to talk about, and I'll give you an example in a second, an exciting beginning, a captivating middle, something that keeps drawing them in, and then the thesis or the, sorry, the, your conclusion is going to be kind of snuck into how you're going to solve a problem for them. They want to get to know you, and you're going to sneak in a solution for their problem while you address who you are. What do you mean? I'll give you an example. You know they're looking for somebody who's an independent worker that can get a problem solved and who's tenacious. Tenacious is the word that means won't give up. Story from my life. When I was a kid, I lived in a small town, and there was a store called Becker's. And this guy had a sign looking for help. And I wanted to get a job. My parents would let me finally get one. So I went to the store and asked for the job, put in my resume, said, no, don't want your kid, you're too young. I came back 3 days later, no, I don't want your kid, you're too ugly. Came down 4 days later, he's like, I don't like you, kid, because you keep putting your face around here. I went for this thing 8 times. I kept showing up every other day going, you haven't hired anyone. I'm still here. I'm still here. He finally gave me the job because I showed up. And that's how I'll help your company because I'm a tenacious individual who will work for what needs to get done. See how I went from explaining them who I am? I come from a small town. When I was younger, I wanted to work. So I'm saying I like to work. And then I kept working at something I wanted to get, even though they refused me, saying, this is what I will bring for you. I'm solving a problem for them because I know they need that solved, but I also get to showcase and talk about myself. That's what I want from you. And go check out those older videos, and I'll show you how to write an essay and how you can formulate something for yourself. Cool? Okay, next one. How did you hear about the company? Really, what they want to know is, how do we know, how did you find out about us? Because there are three ways you can find out about a company, and each way tells them a little bit about how much they may want you or how much you know about their company. The first way is easy. A friend told you, you were referred. That means they know there's somebody in the company who thinks you're pretty good. And they also know if that person is pretty good worker or not, but that's another subject. But if you know someone in the company is kind of an in because they're like, okay, they recommended you because they're putting their reputation on the line for you. That gives you a step closer. The next one is you were recruited. And if you say I was recruited, what that means is that another company came and saw that I have the skills that this company needs, and they knew that you would be a good fit. That's also a good way to get in there. The third way doesn't seem like a good way to know a company, because you could say, well, I was looking for a job. But if you say, I was looking for a company that suited or needed my skill set, the things I know, then they know you're an investigator. You're somebody who does research, which is a good thing. See? How did you hear about this company? You can turn around and say, well, for them, they're saying, who knows you? But you can turn around and say, in each of these cases, this is why you should hire me, because people in your company already like me. They told me to come here. Number two, other people in the industry know that I'm good at what I do and I should be working for you. Number three, I'm a person who goes out and gets what I want, right? So in this instance, you can say, hey, John from accounting, and you want to say where they are from so they can go and talk to this person and you're not just making it up. John from accounting said that you had this problem and he knows about my skill set and thought I'd be a good fit for this job. Something you can say. Number two, I was recruited by one of the top recruiters in this industry because they noticed that I do a pretty good job at what I do, and they noticed that you needed this role filled, and they thought I would be the person to solve that problem. Number three, I have acquired a lot of skills over my time and expertise, and I wanted a company I could work at that I could use these skills that they would be well used. Boom. Three different answers, three different things you can say. You're welcome. Now let's go to number three, okay? Next question they might ask you is, what are your salary expectations? What they're really saying is, can we afford you? Are you too much money? Now, this is a really tricky place because you might have lots of experience and they might want someone for the job, but money can be a really big deal because that could be what we call a deal breaker. If they can't afford you, even though they need you, they won't hire you because they can't afford you. So how do you go around this? You can say something like this. Well, my salary range depends on what duties you would expect me to do. And if we could discuss more the responsibilities, duties, and opportunities, then I could see what we could work out. Why is that one good? You're being flexible. But you're also being, well, you're being fair to yourself. You're saying, I'm not just going to work for a dollar. But if you offer me opportunities or I get a certain title or certain benefits, I'm willing to work on the price with you. So I may not be out of your price range. Huh? Cool. Another one you can say is this. Well, the salary range for this particular job is X or O, so like $10,000 to $20,000. And I know with my expertise, I'm probably on the higher end, but let's see what we can work together on. Let's talk about this a little bit more, what you want me to do and the responsibilities and benefits that would come with the job. Once again, you're showing that you're flexible, so there's a possibility they can afford you. And you're asking them to talk to you more about the jobs. This is important because the more time they spend with you, the more likely they will want to hire you because they've invested time in you, even if they haven't invested money. Shh, that's a free tip, all right? Now, number four, they might ask you, hey, are you more of an independent worker or a team worker? This is about corporate culture, right? So they're asking you, do you like working with other people or by yourself? This is kind of a trick question, even though they don't mean it. Your answer should be, I like the best of both worlds. Yes, it's great if you're an independent worker, but if they're working in Silicon Valley and they all have meetings where they all get together and brainstorm, which is talk about ideas, and you say you're an independent worker, you're saying, I wouldn't fit in that environment. Now, what happens if they have to give you assignments and you have to go fly to different places and work on your own? And you're like, well, I like working with a team and having people around me. I like the best of both worlds says, hey, listen, and you can structure it like this. I like the best of both worlds because I find when I work with a team, they bring up a bunch of diverse ideas. I can have feedback on any ideas that I have and we can collaborate. And sometimes there are other ideas that are better than mine that I can incorporate in something I'm working on. But I'm the type of person, once I've got that direction, I can work independently and do a really good job on my own. Whoa, when can we hire you? You defeat their trick question by saying, I like both, but you're outlining why both. So you're not just trying to like, I'll do whatever you say, boss. You're like, hey, I can work by myself and I can do that. And I like doing it efficiently because I can focus. But at the same time, I can work with others when necessary. And it is necessary at times if you want the best results. Because no company has you sitting by yourself at all times and no company will have you working with others at all times. So you are actually offering them what they need. Now, number five. If you're learning English, I know some of you are actually in school. You might not be 16 or 17, you might be 20 or 30. And even if that's not the case and you've just had to take care of your mother or something, sometimes on your resume or your application, what have you, you're going to have a gap. And a gap means there's going to be time off where you weren't working. And an employer might look at that and go, hey, there was like 2 years you weren't working. Like, what was up with that? Why weren't you working? And it's a fair question, right? Like, everyone needs money. You didn't need money. Why didn't you need it? Here's how you turn that gap time off into your advantage. You say something like, well, yeah, I did. I took some time off from the corporate world because I realized there were some skills I needed to get, and I wasn't getting it in the environment I was. So I had to change the job I was doing, or I had to change what I was doing in order to learn and master these skills so I could come back a much more valuable employee. A valuable colleague for people, or someone they could work with and depend on. You might have worked on a yacht, and it's like, yeah, because I wanted to learn the ins and outs of how corporate or how a structure like that would work. And having to work on the bottom and work my way up gave me more confidence to be a better employee now. Or for you guys, it's easy. I left Japan and I went to Canada to learn to speak English. I mean, you can't say much more than that. It's like, yep, self-improvement. And even if it's something personal, like you had to take care of your family, you said, look, my uncle Zane was sick and he didn't need someone to take care of him. And I know what priorities are. Just as I would prioritize my work, when someone has ill health, I will take that priority and I do it. It doesn't mean I wouldn't be here for the company. It means when I know something's serious, I'm the type of person who takes the time and takes it seriously. And I'll put the time in where required. I got a tear from that. That was good. I just made it up. But you can do that as well. So these, as I was saying, are five questions that you're probably going to run into, okay, when you go for an interview. I have now given you the tools that you can take. I mean, I gave you some speeches, and I want you to watch the video again. Maybe you'll write some down. But you'll have some ideas of how you can take it yourself so you're not like, oh, my gosh, tell me about myself, and you start talking about something forever. They don't want that. They do want a story. And I said, showcase, make it small. And make that story work at the conclusion that you have an attribute or something that they want. An attribute is like a detail that they need or want. Put that in your story. When they want to know how you heard about them, put it and frame it in such a way that it always works out to their advantage. I'm one of the best. That's why I was recruited. The best in your company or people in your company thought I should work here. That's why I'm here. I looked for the best company. Who doesn't like being called the best? I looked for the best company. You're it. And that's why I'm here, because I have these skills I want to use with you. Salary expectations? Well, I have a range. So don't, if you want 75,000, don't say 75,000. Say, listen, I know I'm looking between $73,000 and $80,000. I have the experience and I have the ability and I want to work. And let's negotiate depending on what you're offering in ways of title, benefits, and opportunities. That says you're flexible, we can negotiate, right? Next, corporate culture. I gave you that one as well, right? You want to be the best of both worlds, and you want to use something like that. Like, I can work in both environments really well. And then finally, if you do have time off, you already understand what you have to say. The time was taken to improve yourself. So find something you did during that time period, shows how it makes you a better person, a better employee, and then show how that would benefit the company. Now we've done that. I don't really have a quiz, because this is more of a learning thing where you're going to have to go over and think about it. But I do have some extra stuff I want to share with you. So make sure you come back and watch the rest of the video. Okay. So now we talked about the interview. I want to give you a couple of terms, a little bit of a deeper understanding of some of the words I used or terms I used. Throw out a couple of new ones to you. I'm not doing a quiz on this one, because as I said, it's best to actually go over the video again and actually write out some of the things that I said, because your story is unique and you cannot just answer with what I said. And if you could imagine a whole bunch of people using my exact words in an interview, they'd be like, so you watched that video, did you? Yes, we know this. You all say the exact same thing. You need to change your words. So change your words, all right? So that, I'll give you your homework and then I'll do the quote of the day. So let's go to the board. The first one I want to talk about is elevator pitch. You said, you never mentioned it. I went, no, I didn't. But a great way to describe that question for, so tell me about yourself, is an elevator pitch. An elevator pitch is done in business, right? And what they do is They say, imagine you are in an elevator. You're on the ground floor. You're going to the 15th floor. How long do you have to talk to someone? Maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Well, within that time, you will have to explain something to someone complicated or even something simple. So you're going to need 2 or 3 sentences. You're going to have an opening, a middle of which you explain it. And then the end, this is the key, where they're like it, but there's a bit of curiosity where they want to know a little bit more, right? You don't want to just give them their shut. When they're done, they should go, well, that's really cool. How do I get your number? That's the elevator pitch, okay? So that's what we want to do for that question of who are you? So by the time you finish speaking about who you are, they're like, wow, that's cool. And they want to know more. That means they're paying more attention to you and they're more likely to hire you. Salary range. Well, we talked about that. When I said if it's $73,000 to $80,000, it means what is the number from the lowest to the highest? Now, salary range also usually means in an industry. If you're an engineer, for instance, you might start out, so a beginning engineer with no experience might start out with $70,000 a year. But an engineer with 5 years of experience, a lot of experience, may go to $110,000. And that's usually the minimum and the maximum for that particular job. That's the salary range. When we discussed it, you were talking about your salary range. But you should also know the industry salary range for the job you're going for. So if you're going for an engineer, research it and research what part of the world you're in. Because being in England might be one thing, being in Australia might be another thing, right? So find out what the range is so that you can make your salary range fit within their budget. And if you're really exceptional, screw it. Just give them the price. All right. Next, job offer. A job offer is someone saying, this is the job we require done. This is what we're going to pay with the benefits and any opportunities that are available with the job. So when you say, what is the job offer? You're not just saying, do I get money? Yes. But what's the title? What's the pay? Are there benefits? What are the learning opportunities? Cool. And salary expectations. They're saying, what is it you expect to get paid? This is what we were talking about, the salary range, where it's in between. When they ask you salary expectations, it's not a bad thing. Some people might go, well, you're playing games and you're saying this. Well, the fact of the matter is you might want to work for a company. And giving them an exact number might price you out of the market. Price you out of the market means you make yourself too expensive for them to hire. So by giving them a range, you're saying, let's work together. Because really, if you really wanted to work for the company, if you didn't get an extra $1,000, are you going to say no to the opportunity? If they're going to allow you to learn and grow? No, that's ridiculous. So at the same time, to give it an exact number, not the best thing, I think, strategy when you're going for a job. Give them the range. And if you've done your homework, right? I said that at the beginning, you have to research the company. You'll know what they can afford. And if they can't afford you, don't go there, right? But if they can, you want to even have that range because remember, maybe you want 75, you're saying 73 to 80 because eventually you want to make 80. And you should know what the range is for that particular industry as well, right? Putting those things together, when they're asking you salary expectations, that's why you give a range saying, I know what my experience is. You can see what it is. We know what the value is. We know over time I'll probably become more valuable. And I want to know that these things are possible. Cool? All right. So those are the extra terms I wanted to give you in case you're in an interview and these come up. Your homework. Well, I want you to think about your last interview. I don't care if you're 16 and you were going for a paper route, it means delivering papers to people's houses, or you're working for a CEO job. If you went for a CEO job and you're watching this video right now, you got other problems, my friend. But the last interview you were at, how did it go? Okay. Now that you're thinking about it, you might go, okay, well, I said this. Think about how you can use the information I just gave you that interview would have gone better. Like, would you have used a story as opposed to just told them everything about yourself? When you talked about salary expectations, did you give them a range or did you give them a number and only a number? Okay, so think about the information, how you could use it to have done better, and I meant in the past, better in that interview. Now, here's something I didn't give you. I only have room for 5. What questions have you been asked on an interview? Huh? So it's like, yeah, you were there. I wasn't there. Maybe there were questions I didn't talk about. Clearly not. That you were asked, and it was like, okay, these were good questions. Why don't you write those down? Put them in the comments below. Other people may have shared your experience, and this is a great community. I can see a lot of them turn around saying, hey, I was asked that question. I found this was helpful, right? Use your community. Remember I talked about preparation? This is part of your preparation. Doing this work, putting it down there, having people tell you yes, no, or this is good will help you in the future, all right? And I got one final one I didn't put down here. Here's what we call the thought experiment. If you want to know what an employer is going to ask you, for a second pretend to be an employer. What questions do you think would be good questions for an employer to ask an employee? I used to hire a lot of people in the last job I was at, and there were so many questions I was surprised employees never asked when they took the job. I went, don't you think you want to know this before you give your time and your life? They wouldn't ask. Some interviews I would go, hey, maybe you should ask me these questions before you walk out the room. And they'd be like, I never thought about that. I'm like, hey, it's your life. You got to spend your time there. Write those down, because there are some people who are actually employers who might go, yes, that's a very good question. I don't know why we never asked this. This is why we have so many cannibals working at our company. Do you eat people is a good question to start with, right? Bad joke, but the point is, if you can put yourself in the employer's position, then you will probably figure out the questions they might ask you. Don't be a victim. Be prepared, and then take charge and win. Leading me to the quote I want to give you, okay? This is by a guy named Arthur Ashe, who was an American tennis player. Great one, actually. His quote is this: one important key to success is self-confidence. An important key to self-confidence is preparation. That thing I started the video with, I'm ending with. If you're prepared, you'll be confident. They'll see that. And if you have the skills, you're likely to get the job. Anyway, listen, thank you very much. I want you to subscribe, right? The button down here. Hit the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Get the notification. I'd say like, because I always say this, if I'm still talking, you're still listening, you liked it, or you would have been gone 20 minutes ago, right? So hit like, it's good for the video, and it helps me know what you want, okay? So I can bring more to you. Yeah, that's it, and as always, thank you. That's because you come back time and time again that this page exists. Have a good one, and I'll see you soon.